This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what do you guys and gals want to do this evening? All right, how about some broadcast healing? In ways that no other radio show on planet Earth does it. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show next couple hours here on GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com, as well as loads of other things that we'll get to later. You can call in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're going to introduce a new car alarm today on the show. Didn't we do a story the other day about, like, it was a weird story for us, the top 20 vehicles hacked or something?
The top 20 cars that can be hacked remotely.
Well, leave it.
And that was on National News, too.
It was. It was a National News story. It was interesting that you came up with, in fact, I give you all credit where credit is due, Super Don, always concerned about the citizens of America and the world that might have automobiles, and maybe carriages. But whatever, we've got a new carriage alarm for you. That's coming up, and it's courtesy of one of our good friends here on the show. So, give you a stand by for that. Stand by for car alarms. Also, Liz Reitzig is going to be back on. There's a farm, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is holding a big. Can I say shindig? Is that allowed? Is that against
shindig?
Is that a bad word? Shindig.
I don't think the FCC.
Not one of George Carlin's words, right? Shindig.
Shindig.
Yeah. So we're going to dig into your shin. No, shindig.
You just make yourself sound about 90 years old, but yeah, shindig. Okay.
We do have stories about old people today too. That's kind of why I do this stuff. And so Liz is going to be with us, talk about that. Also, she's introducing us to a guy named Xavier Hawk. He's got to be a superhero with a name
he's
like Xavier Hawk. He's got to be
He's one of the X-Men for sure. Yeah.
The X-Men derivative, because he's Xavier Hawk, not Professor X. So we'll find out what he's up to. It's crypto cash and permaculture. Where else can you get both of those in one show? Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 is the number. And what else we got going? I didn't want to go into previews now. Just stand by for all kinds of mayhem today, including and especially, we're just going to open up right now, going back into the wilds of West Africa for an Ebola update. But we can't do it alone. It's just too dangerous. It's just too scary. And we are international in our focus on this story, yes, but we're here originating in America. So we had to reach into the archives to dig out our friends that help us whenever there's a problem like what's going on with Ebola to make sure we don't go astray. Stand by. They're going to join us momentarily. I promise. Oh, here they come. I see them. Open the door.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Yay, they're back! Just in time to rescue us from ourselves and all of the unproven Ebola remedies. They're back. The FDA team is here to help. And we have the story linked up. It's not only FDA. They're probably going to tag team with the WHO, the World Health Organization, because this is big and bad, folks. Yeah, that's right. Ebola fight. The Ebola fight is being hindered. Hindered, I tell you, by vicious rumors of natural cures. And they're online. Yes, holy that's cow. Right, my friends. I know.
Online. Wow.
They're online.
Wait a minute.
That means
everything's online. What did...
No, but these are especially online, and anybody can access them without government permission. Big trouble, my friends. First the epidemic, now the snake oil. According to the New Scientist magazine health story here, the Ebola virus, I mean, it's just, it's so scary, so dangerous, so vicious, it's going to get everybody. But really what they're afraid of is not the Ebola virus. They're afraid that you, my humble and loyal listeners, the Robert Scott Bell Show, are going to find out that there are natural cures unapproved by any government agency that can actually help you, A, prevent it, and B, reverse it, should you ever acquire it, or manifest something that resembles it. And it's even more worrying for our friends in West Africa. Yes, we actually have friends in West Africa. I've been to West Africa twice. And I was just a bad boy when I went there. You know what I did, Super Don, when I went to Nigeria and Ghana?
What did you do?
I told the doctors there to reject the white man. Yeah. Oh. I said,
did they
kick
out
the...
out then?
No, they didn't kick me out. For some reason, they didn't mind me saying it. I said, kick out the white man's medicine.
The white man, except for me.
No, the white man's medicine. That was the way I said it.
Oh, yes. The medicine. Okay.
The medicine, right? Because they're all, but yeah, oh, we want to be like the Western world and their medicine. It's like, no, you don't. We screwed it up. Don't go. Don't do it. And of course, they had never heard of, you know, a white guy from America coming over there and going, don't listen to us. And I said, you know what? I want to know from you and your elders, your ancestors, what in fact you have been utilizing for hundreds, if not thousands of years to stay well. Go back into the bush and save the medicines of your ancestors. And I wanted to say dead serious, but I was alive serious because I believe that's going to be the real cure for them. But they're being spoken against even there. According to this article, West Africans are also turning to unproven treatments in their efforts to keep this so-called virus at bay. And even though there's no evidence of any Ebola in the U.S. other than the claim that two people came to Emory Hospital, and even that, did they really analyze their blood to say it's definitely Ebola? And if they did they use PCR, which is not valid to identify a causative or infectious agent? So, again, do we call poo-poo on all of this stuff? I mean, we do often, but we say it nicely because we have kids that listen.
Well, anytime we can say poo-poo on this show, we do.
We try to, yes, absolutely. And Ty Bollinger snickers when we do it, so we have to do it for him.
Poop. Okay.
Poop. We said poop. Oh, no.
There you go. All
right. So the last week, the World Health Organization warned that rumors of alternative treatments were spreading. Spreading! Oh, no, it's a virus! On social media in West Africa, and especially in affected areas. And what they're saying is that they acknowledge that these untested treatments can be benign. So they're not going to say, well, all of these natural things are wanting to sell, are going to kill you. At least they're not lying that badly. To say that. But they say they can also induce severe and sometimes deadly unintended effects. Oh, wait a minute. Those are the drugs they're talking about. No, it's not. No. That's exactly what the drugs do. Inducing severe and sometimes deadly unintended effects. When's the last time a homeopathic medicine killed anybody? When's the last time somebody died from colloidal silver? Oh, never.
Right.
You know, it's two people. They claim here in this article, two people died in Nigeria from drinking salt water. Have you ever put mineral salt in or like crystal salt in your water and drank it?
I haven't. No.
I have. It didn't kill me. Now, if they poured tons of sodium chloride with no other minerals in there and drank it, yes, you can upset the sodium balance in the body, much like people who have died from over-consuming. We covered a story last week about a teenager, I think, who drank like 4 gallons after football practice of water and Gatorade and died. Yeah. There was just too much water. Nowhere
so
to go.
So you're telling me that in this story, mm-hmm. they're going after natural treatments, and the example that they're using is one of the dangerous things. It's something, you know, that you could take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was two people that died in Nigeria when? Mm-hmm. Does it say when they died? Is this like 20 years ago or something? Two
no,
people died in
two
Nigeria.
Two people have died. but it doesn't say when.
Drinking salt water, and that is the evidence that they have about the danger of natural alternatives for Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
Two people who died from drinking salt water.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm. Boy, that's a strong argument.
Well, you know, it's because the FDA team is on the job, clearly.
More
people haven't died. But, you know, I find it very ironic that this is all about what? Unproven treatments? Treatments?
Right.
They're worried about that.
Yeah.
What about the secret serum? Was that proven?
The secret serum. Now, they're using words like snake oil, but they have no problem with propping up this term secret serum. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
It's
but
secret
that's
serum.
Not,
I
it's not proven.
Made it with my decoder ring.
Yeah, exactly. It's unproven. But no, we're not talking about that. Please pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Secret serum.
And remember this story about MAP Biopharmaceutical of San Diego? They have this thing called ZMAP.
ZMAP, yeah.
Yep, experimental antibody-based drug.
No clinical trials done on humans whatsoever.
Nope. Would
but
that
they're
fall
worried
under
about
the...
unproven alternatives, right?
Wait. You said no clinical trials on humans?
Yeah.
Let me just stretch everybody's vocabulary here. Unproven. And what you just said, it's not been tested on any humans. Do you think that falls under that umbrella of being unproven, the ZMAP?
No, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. What was the delay for? There was no need for delay.
Were
you going for
a
dramatic effect?
It wasn't a
trick question. It's just the show just started. I don't start with trick questions. I kind of warm you up, and then the trick questions come
you
in.
You are totally correct. It is an unproven, but it was.
Another unproven. But they're not complaining about that. Yeah, they're worried about colloidal silver big time. They are so freaking freaky about that because they know it can work, and it won't kill you. And it will cut off at the pass the multi-billion-dollar efforts to develop new drugs and vaccines that are completely unneeded. What we need is selenium. We need a little bit of selenium. We need a lot of selenium, in fact. But nobody's looking at that. Nobody goes back to 1995 and sees the peer-reviewed literature like we do in media and says, hey, what about that? Huh? No, the FDA team has to shoot and then ask questions later. And who do they shoot? The people who believe in natural medicine. Unproven treatments, but not the unproven treatments that they endorse, the FDA, the WHO, the CDC, unproven. And by the way, those toxic effects are known. They are not unknown in the drug world, and they do know that they're not happening from the natural remedies that I've mentioned here on the show. And no, I'm not drinking salt water either to cure Ebola. The two people. When was that? We don't know. Maybe Liz Reitzig knows. I would like to be at this event Liz is going to tell us about next. So stick around. We can party on.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Where's the party? Yeah, joining us now to tell us where and when it is for the Food Freedom Fest. Boy, 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 I'm hungry. I want to go there. It is Liz Reitzig. We first connected all those years ago now. On the, what was it called? The Raw Milk Freedom Ride. And from there, Liz, you have become such an activist and doing such extraordinary work for a lot of folks out there, including the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And we're here with Liz Reitzig. Tell us about the party.
Well, this is the annual fundraiser for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And for those who don't know about it or need a little bit of a reminder, they're the organization that pays the bills for the farmers who get dragged through the court system by the government or who get raided. They're the ones that the farmers can call when the FDA is at their door and armed with guns and wanting to do a search. Farmers can call the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund and get legal advice immediately, 24/7. So they're a really vital organization in all of this. But obviously, like other organizations, they need funding because they need to be able to pay the attorneys to go represent the farmers in court. This is the annual fundraiser. It's several components, and one of them is entirely free. Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, and Friday is going to be a workshop during the day featuring Joel Salatin and a bunch of other wonderful farmers and freedom people.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday evening is the free part. This is an open street fair in downtown Stanton, Virginia. Part of it is going to be the city is going to be honoring Joel for his contribution to local food. And then Saturday is the epic tour of Polyface Farm, where Joel gives the wagon rides to everyone, and we have breakfast on the farm and lunch on the farm, and we get the tour from Joel.
Right. Is it true that if you donate like over $1,000, you'll get a piggyback ride from Joel? No, I just made that up. Yeah, I know. Would, though, if you gave that much to the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. So.
I'm sure he would make it extra special, yes.
Yeah, no, this is great. Now, again, it's the 5th and 6th, Friday, Saturday. coming up of September. And a great organization, a worthy cause. We definitely support it here, and we've interviewed a number of the farmers that have been helped over the years, and I'm grateful for that group, and I'm grateful for you as well, Liz, for helping out and putting the word out on this, as well as
Thank you, Robert. I wish we could be there.
Now, if people were flying in, what's the closest airport to get into the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia?
I think if there's one in Charlottesville, that's pretty close.
Okay.
And Dulles is a couple hours away.
Okay.
Dulles Airport in Virginia.
So between Charlottesville, Virginia, and Dulles Airport in Virginia. Okay. And I think we have to be, which it's okay. I mean, I don't mind. It's another good thing. We're going to be on Chesapeake Bay with Jonathan Emord for his 10-year, every 10 years he does this big gala and award ceremony. But I'm going to be thinking about you guys partying down too.
Cool. That's a great place to be also.
Yeah. No, it's going to be awesome. And I have the links up in the show notes, farmtoconsumer.org. And then /FFF, I believe it's triple F, yes, and another slash. But, again, you can link it right there through the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, you know, are there any real interesting pressing cases right now on the raw milk front specific to those that are following up on that?
Nothing real active on that right now. There was a situation in Michigan a couple of weeks ago where a farmer was her van was confiscated full of raw milk and other raw milk products. And in Michigan, they said it was because of the products, not because of the raw milk, that she could continue with the raw milk deliveries, but the value-added products had to have a different process. But she's still delivering, and it's going okay. And, of course, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund was right there for her when she needed the advice and the guidance. So that's kind of the biggest thing on the horizon right now. And there's no telling if it's if they're going to continue to enforce or if they're going to let it slide or let her keep going with it without continued harassment. Her consumer base has been very active.
Okay. That's good. Now, as far as other things that will there be any strategy sessions at the event that we've just mentioned, or is it all the celebration and fundraiser specific to this weekend or that weekend, the 5th and 6th?
Well, there's certainly going to be a lot of key people there. So I'm sure that wonderful conversations will happen, and who knows what might come from them. There's nothing set up specifically for that, but the workshop on Friday will feature some of the successes and some of the challenges that we're still encountering.
Well, you know what? There's a challenge that we're encountering right now with you, Liz, and it's that our good friend Roseanne Lindsay challenged you to do the ice bucket dump on your head. And now you've been called out on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so you have to find a way to do it because there's good stuff that you need to share with the world, and I want you to do it. So stick around. Can you hang out with your friend Xavier Hawk?
Yes, absolutely.
We're a little intimidated by his superhero name, so Liz, you can protect us if anything goes awry.
Okay.
Crypto cash and permaculture. We got a very interesting guy coming up. Stick with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
When I heard from my friend Liz Reitzig very recently, and she said, I got this guy I want you to have on the show. He's totally cool. His name is Xavier Hawk. And I said, wait a second. Xavier Hawk. you know, I've got two kids, and I know, Liz, you have four kids. I thought, were you reading comic books again? Xavier Hawk, no one's named Xavier Hawk. I've never interviewed anybody named Xavier or Hawk. So, Liz, you got to help us out here. What's the transition? How are we bringing this guy in? Why are we bringing him on the show?
Well, so, Robert, you know my passion for restorative agriculture and for connecting people to their food sources. And I also recently got interested in Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies. And learning more about it, I just kept thinking, like, the restorative agriculture movement and the cryptocurrency movement, we need to merge somehow. This needs to happen. Well, come to find out, Hawk was light years ahead of me. And he'd already has this beautiful vision, not just for how restorative agriculture and permaculture can meet with cryptocurrencies, but how we can create a complete alternative to the current monetary system. And since he describes it so eloquently and with beautiful passion, I'll just let him take it from here, and he can display the vision and show everybody what he has in mind for it.
Cool. Well, welcoming to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the first time ever, from permacredits.com, the local currency for the global permaculture movement. It is Hawk, Xavier Hawk. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Robert. I appreciate you having me.
Well, glad to have you on.
Intro, by the way, Liz.
Yeah, listen, you sound just like so super cool, and I'm checking out this website and stuff. And, you know, we've talked about our permaculture issues, going local as well. And we've talked about economic issues, economic healing, and also some of the cryptocurrency moving away from Federal Reserve notes and things. And I'm thinking, wow, Liz is right on combining those two, bringing independence into the local communities, even by using something that can be used globally. That is fascinating to me.
Yeah. You know, it started out for me because I have an eco-village up here in western North Carolina, just outside Asheville. And I was looking at building a business model around it so that it would, you know, because everybody and their grandmother wants an eco-village or live in an eco-village, but nobody's really looked at it from a business standpoint and decided to turn it into an actual money-making venture. So I did, and then I looked at how to incorporate cryptocurrency into it, and I gave a talk about it in Miami a while back, and a bunch of folks came up to me and said, hey, you should make a coin for your eco-village. And I was like, that makes a whole lot of sense. And as I looked at it further, I realized, wow, this doesn't just make sense for my little eco-village, it makes sense for every eco-village. And what if we tied them all together, and what if we used it as a vehicle to fund regenerative enterprises? So it really spawned out of my own personal journey into permaculture and into sustainable living, right?
Well, yeah, but Xavier, you're talking about, you know, when we talk about unplugging from the matrix, but yet also utilizing the things that the matrix provides, it's a fascinating and it's a very daunting task to navigate those worlds. And as we're driving people to say sustainable permaculture, agriculture, local, bringing it home, sometimes we forget about that economic side of things. And you nailed it just right there. But you're really, I sound like a young guy that can kind of get wrap your head around how we can work those two or marry those two together.
Well, if we want global change, right, if we want something to make sense, it's really got to make dollars. And that's unfortunately the way that the system is. But if we can make those dollars in the form that we choose, then it becomes a whole different ballgame. I mean, imagine trading your sweat, your equity, your passion, your creativity, and your calories instead of trading them in a Federal Reserve note or something like that that feeds a system that you have no say in. Imagine trading that passion and creativity in a unit of measurement or a trade unit like permacredit that actually funds what you choose for it to fund, that actually regenerates the world for our seven generations. Imagine instead of having a Federal Reserve Bank with a few guys locked behind closed doors, it was you that was on the board seat, along with all of your compatriots around the rest of the planet, deciding how that money is created and what it goes to funding, what innovations on the planet get support.
Wow. Xavier Hawk, you really need to be a hawk on this one, because anybody that has challenged the Fed, the monopoly of the Fed, has really met sometimes with a major blowback. Now, I know you're not attacking them directly, but that indirect is like what we're all supporting here, is withdrawing consent by doing something differently, by exchanging your energies in ways that they don't control, that they have no jurisdiction over. Have you considered all of those things in this development of this permacredit or permacredits?
Yeah, in fact, very much so. I mean, we've been followed and had all kinds of weird things happen on our Skype calls and intimidation or whatever, but frankly, it's not really a threat to the Fed because we're not Americentric. You know, this is a global thing. Like, we are going to be developing in India, in Africa, in Southeast Asia, and South America, like a number of places around the planet. This is a secondary global economy is the ultimate vision. It's like a global trade unit that has a stable price because it's backed by a bunch of baskets of assets, kind of like what they're really calling for at the global level, like the IMF and the BRICS nations and all of these. Everybody's looking for a stable trade currency. And we are providing that. I mean, that's a problem that's on the planet, and we're providing a solution. So
all right.
Yeah.
So, Hawk, the same question now goes to the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. They don't like anybody playing on their turf.
Right. So we'll give them their own version, and they can continue on it with however they want to. but we're going to build this one, you know.
All right. I love it. Listen, ultimately,
what we have to do is create win-win situations, right? We're not trying to deceit or destroy or resist or any of this. It's like what Buckminster Fuller said. It's really like you're not going to get rid of a system by fighting it. You're going to do it by creating something that makes that up.
I call it out creating, you know, and it's beautiful. It sounds like you really got a handle on it. Your background, were you like far in on the banking world to see it like you do? Were you far in on the farming world to see it like you do? Or how did you navigate and get involved in this?
I'm an autodidact that refused any indoctrination during the course of my growing up. I have a high IQ. I'm very active. I'm self-taught. I know about finance, and I know about business, and that's how I made my way in the world, was being a business consultant and making good investments, really. And then, you know, my passion was permaculture and arts and creativity. So it all just sort of came together.
Liz Reitzig, nice find. Liz, way to go.
Well, thanks, Robert, but I don't think I get the credit for it.
No, but I mean, it's all about connecting people as well. And Liz, you've been active in so many ways in restoring some level of sanity to food and food freedom as well. And it's a fascinating connect here as we're talking about this. It's just unfolding before my eyes as well. That we're getting smarter. I say this in a sense that we've all been doing things, talking about things, but here we are manifesting before our eyes. Somebody with a creative vision and an ability to navigate, bring it into reality, to manifest it, if that makes sense. And that's why I'm so fascinated about what you're talking about and the way you're talking about it, Hawk. I've got to look deeper into this.
Yeah, Robert, that you just touched on and that PermaCredits is all about is that value exchange system, and that it's not exclusively a monetary exchange system. It's that we can exchange value in all forms based on the models that permaculture has taught us. And that's something that really attracted me to PermaCredits. And I think, again, Hawk can do a much better job explaining it than I can, just that entire value system and the exchange of those values that PermaCredits offers.
Go ahead, Hawk.
Yeah, that's right. It's the permaculture of finance, really. It's all the values of permaculture built into the culture. So we've got the local currency for the global permaculture movement, right? What makes people local on a global scale is values, ethics, ethos, morals, you know, dreams, aspirations. Because around the planet, if you were to go take a slice of the populations everywhere, most people would say family is very important to them, that being able to have food and secure their future generations is important. These are all values that we all share. And so this is an instrument that demonstrates those values in action. And it regenerates the soil. It takes care of the people. It takes care of the planet. You know, so the way that it does that is because when people purchase PermaCredits or donate to the PermaCredits Foundation, those donations get allocated to permaculture businesses that the community chooses in like a Kickstarter style mechanism. Right? So if there's somebody that's got a dream to build an eco village and they get vetted by the community, they get consultants from the community on board and they go through this process, then they eventually they get funds needed as a donation to start their business. So you use like the gifting economy and some of the ancient wisdom traditions of our past and marry them with the 21st century breakneck speed technology that we have available to us.
Now, Hawk, have you considered some of the hiccups, if you will, of the cryptocurrency? You know, we covered on the air here some controversies about Bitcoin, that there seemed to be a kind of a little bit of a boom and bust, a bubble, some things that were working themselves out. Knowing what we know of the what I'd call the allopathic economy, that which is based on fiat completely, versus cryptocurrency, which to some degree is it backed by anything? These are the things people are struggling with as well, as they want to move this way, but just they're not a little reticent.
Yeah. Well, what makes a currency work? It's just confidence. The world has had confidence in the Federal Reserve note for however many decades now, you know. And so really what ends up happening is that people are having lack of confidence in their nation's currency, you know, like what happened in Argentina, then you have an exodus from that, right? Well, and cryptocurrency really is just like fiat insofar as that there is nothing backing it for the most part, except the technology, the capability that the platform provides. Well, what we're doing is we're building Bitcoin 2.0, the next evolution of cryptocurrency, and that is we don't have liable to 51% attacks like Bitcoin and some of the other mined coins and stuff. What we have is we have true asset backing. So, you know, if one permacredit is equal to if the pie chart that makes up a permacredit is one part land, one part precious metals, one part commodities like oil and rice, and the other parts, you know, various different asset baskets like currencies and whatnot, and the businesses that we fund, you know, so you have a basket of assets that's decentralized so that if one of the prices fluctuates, the actual price of the permacredits doesn't. And to further keep that, to help decentralize even further and make it more robust of a system, we decentralize the entire decision-making process so that there's no one person or one entity in charge of it.
All right, Hawk, we got to take a break. Stick around. I got a couple more questions for you. Also, I want to ask what you would have my audience do if they want to look into this more, learn about it. Maybe they want to dive in. I don't know. Want to find out more. Liz Reisig, my guest. Hawk is here, Xavier Hawk from permacredits.com. We got a way to do it on the state level, that is, nullify the NSA. We're going to talk about that as well and find out if I like old people a little later in the show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At RobertShadbell.com, you'll see in the show notes today, we already covered the natural cures for Ebola that they don't want you to know about. What else do we do? Oh, the Food Freedom Fest is coming up in Staunton, Virginia. And Liz Reitzig let loose on that. We've got links to that, hot linked in the notes, as well as you'll see Xavier Hawk, his picture. And, yes, he could be like one of the X-Men for all we know, but he's doing really great work in integrating the new economy, if you will, the so-called Bitcoin 2.0 concept, cryptocurrency, and permaculture, going local. And how is it's really, I'm fascinated as I'm listening to this, Hawk. And I'm just, I want to ask, you know, at this point in the, let's say, discovery process, what would my people listening to the show that, you know, dig this new kind of stuff? I want to investigate further. What are they going to do? Will they pick up the phone and call you? They go to the website, the permacredits.com. What should they do?
Yeah, they can go to permacredits.com or .org, and that's permacredits.org/.com. And then also we have a YouTube channel that has a lot of my talks up on it, as well as some other material. So, yeah, that would be the best way. And when you go to the website, if you sign up on the email list, I send out periodically updates on what we're doing and how things are going. And it's very personal. There's a lot of discussion going on how to best develop the ecosystem and everything.
All right. Well, do you have any, big announcements coming up or almost to be?
Yeah. We have a number of really awesome authors and some really big superstars on our team now. Gregory Rowland and Ethan Landau, Gregory Landau and Ethan Rowland, the authors of Regenerative Enterprise and the Eight Forms of Capital, they've been advising us because we're using the Eight Forms of Capital to help. And what the Eight Forms of Capital are is, we don't just have physical, like, dollar capital. We have intellectual capital, material capital, spiritual, social, all of these different forms of capital that we all carry around with us in our person. And they're helping us integrate that into the social platform. And then we also have Stephen Belgian and Bernard Leotar, who are the authors of New Money for a New World. And Bernard, as many might know, is the chief architect behind the euro. So got a lot of really big folks starting to get involved with us and help take this to the next level so that it can be put through the financial think tanks, the biggest ones in the world, and, you know, get a lot of legitimacy in the international finance world.
Super, Don, it sounds like the Justice League has come together or something.
I'm telling you, no kidding. That's the Hall of Justice, right?
Right.
Well, you know what? The fastest way that we're going to find change on our planet, if you think about it, is, like I said earlier, it's got to make dollars to make sense. It's got to be some kind of economic vehicle that we can take our values and demonstrate them in the world. Because right now we're relegated to demonstrating the values of a few men deciding the destiny of the planet. And that should be in our hands as a people.
Right, right. I agree. I'm bringing it home. And I appreciate, Hawk, our connection here. Liz, love you lots and appreciate you so much for connecting us all and letting loose on this. Also, remember the Food Freedom Fest happening September 5th and 6th in the Shenandoah Valley. We've got a blog. In the blog, the link is there. Just click it, and you can learn more about Xavier Hawk and the perma credits. And real quick, guys, in the same theme, we have a link up in the show notes, too, to the 10th Amendment Center helped to put this together. And it's a document, a PDF document you can download and review and kind of really strategize an efficient means by which we can halt the NSA spying in its tracks without voting, without begging a federal legislator, without writing to the president. And a much more efficient mechanism, just like we're doing with permaculture, local agriculture, bringing it home into the state level. And nullifying the NSA is something that I think here on this show, we're all about that. But it's not going to happen, as I said, by begging for your rights to be honored by those in D.C. who have sold out your rights so long ago. So check it out. The links are there. And this is a really powerful way to put a stop to the NSA. And it's at offnow.org, offnow.org/handbook. We have it linked up directly in the show notes. You can check it out. 24-page document. The states are not required to facilitate the violation of your constitutionally protected rights not to be observed in every way, shape, or form, spied on by the NSA. And Democrats and Republicans have both been accomplices in the spying, and very few are speaking out or actually doing something about it. So I encourage you to download this, learn, talk on the state level as to how you can stop the water flowing, stop the electricity flowing to the NSA so they can't spy on you. And check out PermaCredits, permacredits.com. Thank you, Liz Reitzig. Thank you to Xavier Hawk. Appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate you too.
All right. We'll check in as that grows as well, because it looks like it's bringing the power of the economy back to you where it belongs. And, of course, what we do here 6 days a week is to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs as well. And we're going to do more of that next hour and find out if I like old people. Yeah, we are. Stand by.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.